Welcome to Voices of Blessed Sacrament. Each week we break open God's Word and share stories of faith and family, all to help one another recognize and experience the presence of God.
Third Sunday in Ordinary Time, Psalm 98. The Lord comes to rule the earth with justice. Sing praise to the Lord with the harp and melodious song, with trumpets and the sound of the horn, sing joyfully before the King, the Lord. The Lord comes to rule the earth with justice. Let the sea and what fills it resound, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands, the mountains shout with them for joy. The Lord comes to rule the earth with justice. Before the Lord, for he comes to rule the earth. He will rule the world with justice and the peoples with equity. The Lord comes to rule the earth with justice. I have always been an indoor girl with a vivid imagination. My less-than-stellar vision and depth perception, combined with my genetic incoordination and general klutziness, made sports activities a challenge. A ball thrown in my direction was more likely to hit me between the eyes than to land in my hands. I would always rather be reading. As a child, I loved books about kids who did outdoor activities, horseback riding, swimming, hiking, bike riding. But it was much easier to lose myself in my favorite Trixie Belden mysteries and imagine myself doing those things with Trixie and her friends, or to immerse myself in the story of the Black Stallion and imagine myself taming that beautiful horse alongside Alec, rather than to actually coordinate my hands and feet and eyes to ride a bike without crashing. My other favorite book to sink into as a child was my beautifully illustrated children's Bible, a gift from my godparents, Uncle Ken and Aunt Faye. My parents loved to tell the story of the day. They were frustrated with how much time I was spending indoors with my nose in a book. They begged me to spend just an hour outside doing anything. Well, I grabbed my lawn chair and parked it right smack in the center of the front yard, then opened my children's Bible and proceeded to read for the next hour, lost in my imagination as I walked beside the famous figures of the Old Testament. In my line of work, I've had the opportunity to look at a lot of different children's Bibles, but I've never seen my particular Bible anywhere else. The beautiful illustrations still shine in my memory decades later. One of my favorite illustrations was the picture of King David dancing before the Ark of God as it was brought to Jerusalem. I remember the sheer joy on his face and the way his body was fully thrown into his dance with no thought for how he looked or who was watching. When I read a psalm like today's responsorial psalm, with verses full of praise and music and joy, this is the image that flashes in my imagination. How often do we, to paraphrase the motivational quote, dance for God like no one is watching? Do we let our joy in being God's people shine forth in our lives for all to see? When I hear the response of today's psalm, "The Lord comes to rule the earth with justice," I imagine the illustration of Jesus separating the sheep from the goats on the day of judgment. In Matthew chapter 25, he tells us that those who showed mercy and kindness to others, who treated everyone as if they were Jesus himself, will be welcomed into the kingdom of heaven. When the Lord comes to rule the earth with justice, that's heaven come down to earth, just like we pray in the Lord's Prayer. There's no illustration in my favorite children's Bible that can match what that will look like. Our imaginations are too small for the scope of what that kind of justice will mean. It goes beyond kindness to compassion. It goes beyond equality to righteousness. It goes beyond fairness to mercy. As the liturgical year comes to an end and Advent approaches, the Sunday readings turn to reflections on the end times. But when we pray in the Lord's Prayer, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven," we don't mean, "Hurry up and bring about the end times, God." We are praying for God to help us get as close as we can to heaven on earth right now. So let's do all we can to be God's instruments of justice here and now. Let's dance and sing before God with joy in our hearts. Let's open our imaginations wide and dream up what God's kingdom on earth might look like today, and work with God to make it happen.
Let's go into this week ready to recognize and experience the presence of God. and to help others do the same.